It's the JD Cymru South podcast with Weber and Jonah. West is best if you look at the top of the table right now. Swansea University top it. Llanelli have 22 points along with them. Haverford West in third and Ammanford in fourth. We'll be reviewing all of their results from the past week and looking forward to another weekend of JD Cymru South action. But first, here's Jonah. Jonah, look at that. The West rule.
Yes, Mark, they've had a great weekend, the West boys, and Llanelli with a win, Ammanford with a win. You know, they're up there, the Haverford West boys are up there, so, as you said, right, the West is best this week, and I'm sure they'll want to be there come this time, the end of the season.
Does that suggest that they're better at travelling than the Eastern boys?
Well, no, look, week on, week off, we've having different results in this league so far. I'm sure as it'll carry on this way. Swansea Uni 22, Llanelli 22, Haverford West 19, Ammanford 19, and STM and Cambrian close on their tails. So there's only 6 points in it from first to sixth. So I'm sure it'll swap and change as the season goes. But as you said, Mike, I think you've got to count travel, because it could play a big part in this, who travels best sometimes.
Swansea University seem unstoppable at the moment, don't they?
Yeah, great win from last week, Mark. A 3-0 win. Will Toms, Levi Hopi, and Tom Johnson getting the goal. 3-0 against Pontypridd, so they put Ponty to the sword and go top of the league. You know, start of the season, I think I don't know whether they would have been everybody's gamble to come top of the league, but they're proving themselves. Is it Cardiff Met all over again? I'm sure they're trying to prove themselves that way. And so far, after 9 games, on goal average, they sit top of the table.
And quickly, little chat about Ammanford, who seem unstoppable, got their mojo. Was it 6 or 7 games on the bounce now, is it?
Yeah, they're flying. Ammanford are flying now, Mark. They score a good little stat for the Ammanford boys. I'm sure they'll know already. They score 40% of their goals in the last 10 minutes of the game. So they're fit lads. Again, Trundle's up for player of the month. You know, once again, they had a good win last week. So they're up to fourth. They won 2-1 at Goitre. I think that was one of the wins of the weekend, because Goitre could beat anybody in this league. They won 2-1 at Goitre, which was a big win. So, you know, they're going to be in and amongst the top boys come the end of this season. Ammanford are on a roll. One of the teams from West really on a roll at the moment.
Well, we will talk about that Player of the Month shortlist in a second. We'll also talk about the Manager of the Month shortlist as well. But we've been out and about talking to managers and various people over the past few days. Jonah caught up earlier on with Nigel Burcham, the chairman of STM Sports, who have been knocking in goals for fun against those top four of late, but come unstuck against the Lido. Here's Nigel.
I think most of the teams are capable of beating one another. As we saw Saturday, you know, Lido are a good side. And we were punished for a couple of silly mistakes. You know, that was it really, 3-1.
Does that just tell you, even though you've scored 10 goals against the top two in previous games, getting defeated and letting in 3 goals, like you said, it's a good league. It's the standards are higher than the league you were in last season, obviously?
Oh, most definitely, yes. Yeah, definitely higher. Takes a bit of getting used to. It's a long sort of learning curve for us. You know, new season, new teams to play against, etc. So yeah, it's all good though.
And still involved in the MG Cup nights. Everybody still excited that you're in the last eight of the MG Cup.
They are. We're having to get a coach to go to sunny Newtown on a Tuesday night, which everybody's really looking forward to, as you can imagine. Time off work for everybody, which is great. So we should have a nice full strength side. Again, you know, we're just having fun. We'll go out and enjoy ourselves and do our best. And what will be.
The key point in your interview there, Jonah, is you can beat the top four, but if you can't beat anybody below you, then you've got a bit of trouble in this league.
Yeah, I think that was very honest of Nigel to say that how competitive this league is. You know, they were on fire. They scored 6, they scored 4, they scored 3 against, you know, the top 3 in the league. So with all the smart money, he was on SDM at home. But the Lido, with a couple of experienced players, great 3-1 win that for the Lido. It showed that they're not going to be there just to make their numbers at the Lido this year, definitely. Like I said, the likes of Kyle Mohamed and Liam McCreese playing from plenty of Premier League experience. McCreese weighed in with a goal again. I'm sure that the ex-Premier boys, when they see the younger teams coming into this league, into the JD Cymru South, and showing their strength, they want to just show them youngsters that they could still handle it and still compete with them. And that's what makes this league a very interesting league. But could you count the Lido out? The way it was going, you know, a couple of weeks ago we said, what's going on? But the last 2 weeks' results have proved they're still in this league, the Lido. And they got Cumbrian Celtic at home, 9th against 13th. At present, Lido are on an upward curve, and I would expect them to win again.
Just to say, the noises you can hear in the background, it's not Jonah on the toilet, and we haven't got the Motown hour on either. We're recording this in Cardiff, and there's a bit of digging to my right, and there's a bit of Motown to my left. You probably ordered the Motown.
Yeah, I ordered the Motown, Mac, and it's obviously where you're staying, and it's a top-class hotel again.
Not with the digging outside. Anyway, let's move on to Cambrian and Clydach. Again, a team who would not have been very happy about the way perhaps things went in that game on Saturday, and will certainly be looking at the gap now that's appearing.
Yeah, 1-1 against the Ferry. I think Dane, you know, you'd be disappointed with that. It's a victory they would have wanted. They started the season really well, like you said, after four out of four wins. But Dane said there's a long way to go, and he knows this league as much as any other manager in this league now. He's been at Cam a few years, and his players have been in the league. But they, listen, at present, they're down to sixth place. They're on 16 points, 6 points behind the leaders. You'll look at it as just a steady start. He had a fantastic start. They've had a bad couple of weeks. Can they get it put it right? They got a big game to put it right this weekend now. Cambrian and Clydach versus STM Sports, one of the games of the day.
Yes, it will absolutely be fifth against sixth. So let's hear from Dane Williams after that game against the Ferry, talking about that game coming up with STM Sports as well. But also, after that, we've got Carl Shaw from Britain Ferry talking about their match against Ponty and where they're going next.
Obviously, it was another tough night. We've ended up, you know, with a very hard 4 point, you know, down to 10 men for pretty much all of the second half. You know, again, ill discipline, which has cost us points, you know, in a game which we needed a bounce back with a positive result and a positive performance. The lads have, you know, they've dug in, you know, they've worked their socks off to get that point tonight, and you know, I thought, you know, we deserved the point. You know, saying that, Britain Ferry come up here thankfully disappointed with the chances they've missed towards the end of the game as well. But it got open, you know, we missed chances, they missed chances. I think all in all, you know, points probably about fair.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, I thought tonight was a good game and a great advert for Cymru South Championship. It was a great game. Both sides probably think they could have won the game. We had chances, they had chances. Game had everything, I suppose. A penalty, red card, good free goal from a free kick. It was just a good game. I enjoyed the game. Obviously, I wanted the 3 points. Disappointed we didn't get them because we had good chances at the end of the game. But if someone said I'd had a point before the game, I probably would have taken that up here. So, yeah, happy with that. Moving on to this Saturday, we play Andy Home in the league. It's the first of a double header with Andy because we got him 2 weeks on the trot at home now in the league, then the cup. Andy will be a difficult game. We've come up through the leagues with Andy, so we've had some great battles with them over the years. Always good games, always never much between the two sides, to be honest. We've quite evenly matched. Either side can win on the day. Like last year, I think they beat us at home, we beat them away. So it'll be a difficult game. Looking forward to it, and hopefully we can get some more points on the board.
You know, I think they'll expect to win their home games. If they're going to make a challenge, the Ferry, like we said in a couple of games in the past on the podcast, if you're around about mid-table and another team's around about mid-table, these are the games you want your 3 points from. And I'm sure Shawsey will want 3 points from this. Andy Beattie and Mark Crook, I think they're taking a waypoint in this. But yet again, it's a very, very competitive game. If it's smart money, I think, did I get it right again last week on my draw? I think I did. So for me this week, it's the Ferry and Andy is the banker draw of the week.
Yeah, Major and Andy drawing last week. Now, coming up, Jonathan Jones from Pontypridd, and more games to be previewed. But here we go. Let's have a look at the Manager of the Month shortlist for JD Cymru South. Griff Harrison from Ammanford, we've already talked about the role there on.
4 out of 4. What more can you do when you're a manager? You know, they started not the greatest. Oh, there was questions asked early doors. You know, can you put ex-pros in with up-and-coming youngsters? It's been done before. And I told you, Mark, 6 or 7 weeks ago that the likes of Trundle will welcome the youngsters and he will absolutely enhance their game as well. And it seems to be proved at the moment. 4 wins out of 4. Griff Harrison done really well. Ammanford on a real roll.
Nana Barr is second on the list. Of course, STM Sports, free scoring for fun. We have to remember they beat Llanelli, they beat Haverford West County, and he's come in there and they've had phenomenal success over a number of years, STM, and Nana's just carrying on the tradition, really, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Nana's in the manager's chair. Nana is the manager with the badge. He's been assisted by somebody he played with for a long time, Dale Gardner, and STM, Geezer Agito, the chairman as well, and Nigel Bertram. They've been around, the club been there, and they've got familiar faces who've been at the club a long time. So Nana's just a great addition to there. He'll use all his experience. Don't forget Nana's won this league with Cardiff before, and what a great month they've had. They've scored the league at 17 goals in 4 games in September. That's fantastic. You know, they defeated Llanelli, they defeated Aberystwyth County in consecutive fixtures. Swansea Uni they defeated as well earlier on in the season, so they would have been disappointed, like I said, most probably just took the gloss off the last week when they were defeated by Avon Lido. But Nana's in amongst, you know, the shout for manager of the month.
And finally, quickly, we've already talked up Britton Ferry, bit of a slow start, but Carl Shaw is the third name on the shortlist.
Yes, Shawgie, three wins out of 4 in September. I said at the beginning of the season, I expect Ferry to be in the top 6 come the end of the season.
Player of the month to have a chat about in a second. But first, I want to hear from Jonathan Jones of Pontypridd. Not a great result for them last weekend, and we will talk about their game this coming up.
Very disappointed and frustrated, really, with the result on Saturday against Swansea University. I think for the first 45, 50 minutes of the game, I thought we controlled the momentum of the game with our pressing and our counter-attacks, and had some chances to score goals that unfortunately we were unable to take. And then early into the second half, we switched off from a short throw by Swansea, and they've played some combination play around the 18-yard box and scored with a back post cross that, looking back, we feel we can do better on. And then that was quickly followed by 2 individual errors by us, and Swansea were very clinical in front of goal, and that led us to the game being taken away from us, really, midpoint in the second half. And then a very difficult task, being 3-0 down into the last 20-25 minutes of the game. So very frustrating, really, with the chances we had, plus the manner in which we felt we controlled the momentum of the game and the manner in which we conceded the goals. But a chance for us now on Friday night with a huge game, playing a team in and around us in the league position at the moment, when we travel to Carmarthen. Big opportunity for us, really, to get a good performance in and a chance for us to get some points on the board, with it being extra significance because it's a team that's in and around us in terms of current league position.
Carmarthen had a good win 4-2 last weekend at Cairnryly. Ponty, as you said, they were defeated 3-0. So, yeah, it's a little bit tough at the moment for JJ down at Ponty, but they've had good results. They've got good players, like I said. They've got great forwards there. They just need to get a bit of consistency. Once they get a run of 2 or 3 games, then things start to even itself out. Let's don't forget, it's his first appointment as a manager. He assisted alongside Lee Kendall last year, and he did a great job. He's coming in, he's doing a steady job. Listen, Rome wasn't built overnight, and a couple of these managers have to be given time to learn the process of managing and to learn their group of players. I'm sure Ponty will be okay come the end of the season. It's a tough game Saturday. Again, the beginning of the season, Carmarthen United away against Ryan St. Evans's Carmarthen. Ponty and JJ would have targeted a win. I think they'll take a point. Ryan, after their win against Cowder, might want the 3 points.
We've talked about Swansea University as a team. They play Goitre United away this weekend. So talk to me about Goitre. What's going on with Goitre?
They'll be in and amongst again. I watched them, I said, once or twice this season. This is a big type of game for them now. Friday evening, Goitre United, Swansea University. This is the type of game that Lee John will say to his troops, we haven't had the best couple of weeks, the last few weeks, with all his experience. He said, but when the big boys come to town, and whether they like it or not at the moment, when you're top of the table, Swansea Uni, you're a big team. So you come to town and you've got to deal with Goitre on Friday night now. I'm sure they're playing interesting stuff. Their names are just starting to be spread around the league now, the Swansea Uni boys, because they've got good players down there. But Johnsy and his boys at Glenavid will be ready for Swansea Uni on Friday evening, and I'm sure they'll put in a good performance. Tough visit for Swansea. I think as a league leader, you know, 3 points is not always guaranteed, and a point might be all right, but it may be an upset on the cards here and Goitre to get their mojo back.
Must remind people that Goitre, league position perhaps a bit false, because they are one game behind everybody else because one got called off. What a game, 7:30 under the lights. The lights of Llanelli Town against Ammanford at Stebbinheath.
Both good wins last week. Andy Hill with a 3-1 win at Taffswell. And like you said, Griff Allison's 1-2-1 at Goydra, so this is, they're both on good runs. This is a very, very interesting game. I just think it could be, if you're going to pick one clash game of the weekend, I think, Mark, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, well, I don't know, I'm going to have a disagreement with you in a second, but a reminder, we just had a chat about Carmarthen United and Pontypridd Town, which is also 7:30 on Friday. On Saturday, here's the game I'd look at, see, Cambrian and Cluich against STM Sports. We've already talked about both quite a lot. Give me 15 seconds on where this is going.
Yeah, well, what I meant to say was it was game down west of the weekend between Llanelli and Ammanford Friday night at Stebo, brilliant game. And what? Cam Ryan and STM, we did speak about it earlier, but they got great players in this game, youngsters making their way in the game, plenty of goal scorers. Callum Bateman, second in the league, top scorers. You've got the lad Sam Johnson, who started the season really well at Cam Ryan and Cliddock, two excellent managers who've been against each other in the last couple of seasons, Nana Barr and Dane Williams. Really, really is set up for a good game of football. Hard one to call this. Whoever wins is going to have to work hard to win this game.
We've spoken about Britain Ferry and Andy as well. That was a 2:30 Saturday kickoff. So here are three we haven't spoken about much. Cairo Ely against Llanfair Major.
Yes, this is one that Samson Samuel will have to, they'll have to get something from this. Llanfair Major are going to put their work under Darren Robinson and their mid-table, and they'll settle for that in this big new division they're involved in. If you'd have said to Llanfair at the start of the season you'll finish mid-table in this, they'd have snapped your hands off. And I think Cairo would now. They need to start getting points now, Cairo. They're bottom of the league. Listen, they're the young guns. They're one of the clubs with, I think, you know, everybody knows there's no financial budget there. They just got to play with youth, with what they bring through at their club. But it's a big league to be in, to be able to do that. But if they get a win, it could start them off on a good run of form. And Samson will definitely want his first victory of the season here on Saturday. And this is the type of game he could get it from.
What have Taffswell got to do when they travel to Haverford West Saturday 2:30 to beat them?
Well, again, they're taking on some boys from the West, so they'll know West is best after their loss last week to Llanelli 3-1. A good 1-0 away win for Haverford West last week. Back on track, that was, for Wayne Jones and his Haverford West. So it's a big ask for the Taffwell boys and Steve Williams to go to Haverford West and come back from the Bridge Meadow with 3 points. They've only conceded, they're conceding very, you know, they're defensively very, very sound, Haverford West, at the moment. They're not giving much away. And for the Wellmen to go down to Bridge Meadow and get a win, it would be the Wellmen's best result for a long time. Can they do it? Of course they can do it. But it'll be a big ask for them, and the smart money is on the Bluebirds to get 3 points.
The final game, Avonlea back at the Marston Stadium, and certainly got the winning mentality back. They host Cumbrian Celtic.
Yeah, the winning mentality's back, and they will not want to throw it away now. They got Cumbrian Celtic at home. The Celtic are doing okay. They're 13th. They were unlucky to get defeated last week by a goal to nil. But the Lido, with their 3-1 win at the STM, they must take that form into the next game. They've got to go to the Marston Saturday and get a home victory. Another home victory Saturday, put them back in amongst the top six, where they want to be, where they expect to be, and then they'll just tell everybody that we're back in the race, and we're in the race, hopefully, to stay to the end of the season. Just, I think, home advantage says 3 points to the Lido.
Well, there'll be updates on various Twitter channels from club and Camry Leagues, of course, throughout the afternoon. Before we go, Jonah, we haven't done the Player of the Month awards. Let's have a look through the running order here. Callum Bateman first. Quick line on him.
Well, brilliant youngster. He's just found his feet in the Camry South. He's been at the club for a few years, but he's just started banging the goals in. It's usually Lamin Conte, Ben Amoon and the lights who's getting the highlights, but the young boy Bateman's coming in. He scored 9 goals, one off top scorer at the moment. What more do you want from him?
And then Levi Hoape.
Yeah, Hoape's getting, he got a brace the other week for Swansea Uni, his team at top of the league. He got 5 goals now. So Levi's putting in a good shift for the Uni. They're definitely, you know, he's in amongst with a shout for the Player of the Month.
Many stars brewing in Ammanford, but I suppose Lee Trundle's no stranger to a Player of the Month award, is he?
No stranger at all. I don't think he'll break his heart if he don't get it. And he's most probably, knowing Lee, one of the youngsters to get it. But his class is showing through. And if he carries on playing for Ammanford for the rest of the season, they will be in and amongst challenging for honours, make no bones about that.
And finally, Daniel Kingdom, will it be his crown?
Well, there's a defender in the pack, Daniel Kingdom. I think every game he's played, he must be key to him at the moment, because they haven't lost a game when he's played in every, and he's played in it, most of the games in September. So it's nice to see a defender in it get a bit of notice. So well done, Daniel. You know, defenders, I've got to give you a bit of a tip. Mine, defenders don't usually get it, mate. So these glory boys usually get it. So the smart money's on Callum, Levi or Lee.
Oh, lining him up for disappointment, and we've only just released the names. Again, we'll be announcing the results very shortly. We'll be back in 7 days to tell you who's won them. Have a great JD Cymru South weekend. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Yeah, good luck, lads. All the best weekend.